TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
All right, let's pick up then.
I feel the exact same way, Tim.
I'm literally lying in bed under the covers.
Really?
Yep.
Chim chimity, chim chimity, chim chim chiroo. I want to help clean out Tim's poo.
I don't like the direction this is going.
I don't know why.
Clearly.
I am an excellent singer who knows all the words.
Is today opposite day? In that case, I'm really enjoying the Olympics.
Oh.
Aren't we all, Tim? Aren't we all?
Hey. I can't wait to watch sports I didn't care about a week ago and suddenly pretend I give a shit. Shot put? Fuck yeah!
Rhythm... Yeah. Yep. I was trying to say rhythmic gymnastics. Ooh. But apparently that's too many sounds for my fat lips.
Nailed it. Let's start the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week we talk about poor fashion choices, we talk about the movie Suicide Squad and review Stranger Things on Netflix, and Andy has run-ins with some crazy dogs. And we hear this sound.
Not good.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
And when you hear this sound...
No. Coming to you live from historic Tim's bed under the sheets.
Yeah. Ladies, your dream location.
Ladies, you can have none.
Nope.
But not
this
dream.
This is as close you can get.
Not dream like people dream of winning the lottery. Dream like you're late for class and you haven't studied and it's finals and also you have no pants on and your teeth are falling out.
Now it's my... Wait, what?
What?
Apparently that's a common dream.
The teeth are falling out?
Yeah. I've never had that once. But... Yeah.
Oh, I live that dream.
Yes, you do.
That's my reality.
I was just brushing. One of them came off. I was like, oh, that's not good.
Huh. Wait, Tim, does that mean you're living the dream?
You know what it does mean? I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
So, did you guys watch the opening ceremonies for the Olympics?
I was going to, but then I decided to hit myself in the nuts with a ball-peen hammer, and that took up most of my evening.
You know, both good choices, both good choices. I'll see if I can find a picture for you to link right here, but I didn't know that Brazil had an active space program.
Not good.
Wait, what?
There were just people dancing around in like 1970s-looking sci-fi shiny costumes at the beginning, and then playing with giant pillows made of Mylar. Like, that is a weird way to introduce us to your country. It's like, welcome to the future from the 70s.
Well, you know they had the spacesuits on to avoid the mosquitoes and the Zika virus, right?
Is that true, Tim?
No.
Oh.
No, they were just like, it was like shiny jumpsuits. It didn't even cover like their necks and faces.
I mean, they could barely put together Olympics. How are they going to do a space program?
Yeah.
Hey, Noah, did you know in Brazil they don't have a word for gullible?
Yeah.
I read that somewhere.
Someone told me one time.
Yeah.
One time.
Two times.
Three times. That's enough time.
Yes, that's plenty of time.
Yeah, this Olympics seems like it'll be a shit show. Just
literally.
And I don't know.
Like all of the water events will be a shit show.
I don't know if it's just because like it's already that narrative, so people just keep piling on. Like maybe all the shit normally happens, or a lot of the shit happens in the normal Olympics, where like their temporary housing is done because they just built it like, you know, that year.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the Sochi where there was like, you know, look, it's like literal sewage coming out of the taps. Don't drink the water. Fuck, don't touch the water. I put it on my hands and I broke out in a rash. And then, like, the rest of the Winter Olympics went fairly okay.
So, yeah, don't touch the water and you'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the human body needs water every 100 hours, but sure.
Just throw that shit through a Brita, you're all right. I mean, literally, throw that shit through a Brita, you're all good.
I don't know if they build a Brita that good.
No,
charcoal
no,
filters feces, doesn't it?
No.
Feces filter.
No.
Just need a feces filter.
It filters severed heads, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think severed heads can fit through those holes.
No, that's the problem, is it just rolls right on by the holes and then plops right out the bottom of the Brita. Because that's how Britas work. Don't look it up.
That's hilarious. I'm trying to search for tan laughs at the moment, and Yahoo won't let me finish searching because it has a little pop-up that says, check out all the up-to-date news on the Olympics! Yahoo, this is no. Why you're getting bought out. You clearly don't know your users.
So I apparently searched for the wrong collection of words for Brazil shiny dancer, and it brought this, and if Tim links it, this next link is not safe for work.
Not good.
A shiny dancer, a dancer for hello.
Hey, everybody, guess when the thumbnail loaded for Tim?
No, I had to get it off the stupid setting where Skype has it. This is technically safe for work.
I had to get it. No. This is, I mean, there's no, like, actual nipples out, but there's too much side and under boob for that to be safe for work.
Hey, if there's no nips out, let its lips out.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Huh? I needed a rhyme.
Hold me closer, shiny dancer.
Yes.
Bow, bow.
Hold me closer, Tony Dancer.
Count the rhinestones on her titties.
I'm just going to leave that up. It's my new screensaver.
Yeah.
Inspiration in life?
Yeah. Yes. Life goals. I want those abs.
To sit on your face.
If you take care of your teeth, you can live the dream, Tim.
Too late. The dream then has passed me by.
Sadness. No shiny titty dancing for Tim.
He could pay for it.
Yeah. Or I could, you know, shine up to Nell.
I'm sure she would love that.
Janelle, hold still while I put some rhinestones on your titties.
Is that a hot glue gun? No!
Is that a bedazzler? Get away from me!
So many rules!
I don't understand.
I bedazzled your titties. Well, that would hurt. Didn't it punch holes through things?
I don't know. I never had a bedazzler.
No. Neither did I. And no, yes, it does punch holes through things.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
I think. Caitlin was trying to explain to Drew because she went into the hospital during on the day of the opening ceremonies for the Beijing Olympics 8 years ago. Apparently, every 4 years, I get to relive the prospect of losing my wife and unborn son as she retells the story to Drew, and I have full-color flashbacks of the event. She thinks back on that a lot more fondly, like, we got to tell him this, because this is the history of where he came from and what we went through and all the rest. And I'm like, yeah, the weeks of me just existing in a fog of panic as I drove from work, where I was still trying to earn money that we could afford shit, to the hospital to hang out with my wife, who I wasn't sure if I would get a call, like, come to the hospital quick, we're losing them. And then back home so the cats didn't starve to death and eat each other, and then back to work, and then back to the hospital. Yeah, let's tell them all about that story. I love that fucking story. Let's do that story again. Yeah. So she continued
it. Drama llama. It ended happy. Fucking relax.
I know. No, it is amazing. like just thinking about that time, I have the same stress reaction. Like, even just telling you guys the story right now, I can feel my adrenaline kicking in a little bit. Like, I think I got a little bit of the PTSD from that, because I don't have healthy reactions to that memory.
Oh, actual soldiers called, and they said, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, there's levels of people dealing with
shit. They're on the line.
How about this? I have unhappy memories, and they come flooding back.
All right.
I cannot stop them from flooding back. Does that make
Clint Eastwood called and said, stop being a pussy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy, and fuck his old balls.
Noah called and said, "It's okay, Andy, buddy. I understand."
Thank you.
And Tim's gonna laugh like the count.
So I started playing with my phone, and Caitlin got
fuck his old balls.
Well, I'm glad you appreciated that, Tim.
I'm gonna make a meme of that and post it on the Tancast Twitter.
I'm not a fan of the pussy generation. Well, fuck you and fuck your old balls. Sign the pussy generation.
Fuck his old balls.
I shouldn't be too mad at Clint Eastwood. I mean, if he gets all the way to November, if he survives, let him fucking vote for Trump. Whatever. Old balls. Anyway, yeah, so I started playing with my phone because I really didn't want to be, like, sitting there living this as Caitlin's explaining everything. She got mad at me because she was like, "I'm telling the son the story, blah, blah, blah." I'm not listening to you right now either. So I put the phone back down and subjected myself to the onslaught of memories. And then she took it well past the point where he was born and the stuff that she had to go through because, like, you know, preemies, I guess, often have a problem with latching. So instead of breastfeeding him, she was hooked up to a pumping machine and referred to herself as Bessie the Milk Cow for, like, the first 3 months of his life. Just because he would not go for the fresh titty juice. So the entire time she's telling him this story, and she started to explain to him about, you know, mommy's making milk from their boobs, and the baby's latching on, and he wouldn't, so she had to be hooked up to a machine, yada, yada, yada. The entire time, in the back of my head, is going, "Don't say fresh titty juice, don't say fresh titty juice, don't say fresh titty juice." And then all of a sudden, just went, "Fresh! No, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it." That really endeared me to my wife, by the way. Just yelling "fresh" out of nowhere.
Did really?
No, yeah, that was total sarcasm.
Oh, okay.
She appreciates jokes.
She does, but not while she's trying to you know share the story of what we went through to get Drew out of her and everybody survive and all the rest of that shit. Like going to the hospital where everybody had decided, "I'm going to induce today because no one else is going to need this hospital, and 888 would be a real cool birthday." So we sit there waiting. Meanwhile, we're not sure if her liver is actually shutting down right now for hours. "Hey, could someone check us in sometime? That'd be great. Thanks. Sorry we didn't think ahead and induce her a month and a half early. But, you know, this is just a medical emergency that her doctor told us to drop everything and get to the fucking hospital right now."
You guys have a fucking hospital?
Yeah, just one specifically for fucking. Atlanta's a really big city, Tim. Really, really big.
How big is it?
Is there an observation ward?
We got a fucking hospital. Yes, no, there is an observation. Yeah, we're not like, we're not fucking Houston. Come on, man.
I would have watched.
We got standards. Houston.
Yeah. Take it and you deal with it. Leave it over there.
Take it in your ass.
Yeah.
Many Penny.
Or Money Penny, your actual name.
Many Penny.
He's got many pennies.
Why get shit right now?
What now?
I said, why get shit right now?
Oh.
All of a sudden.
Why do shit correct now? Yeah.
Presently.
Not, why go get some shit right now? I'm like, I don't know.
Or currently.
Is there a sale? What's happening?
Do we want to do 10 laughs?
I was unable to find the ones I was looking for, but yeah, I can find some other ones.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Why so serious?
10 laughs time you send jokes in and we read them.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
10 laughs.
Someone posted some to Facebook in some way and said, "Hey, these are for 10. I think probably the problem is I don't know if they said these are for 10 laughs or for 10 casts, and I can't find them with my searches.
My searches.
A lot of buzz at the end of that.
Sorry, I read a book about flies to my kid.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's called, like, Fly Guy. It's about a kid named Buzz who found a pet fly, and he was impressed because the fly could say his name. Buzz.
The fly was just making his noise. Who was to say his name?
But now they're best buds, and they do all sorts of stuff together, and the fly
does
tricks.
I hope he kills that fly.
The dad tries to in the very first book.
I'll fucking kill this fly.
It's like, no, man, this fly's cool.
I don't think his dad says that.
That's exactly how it goes. You want me to get the book? I'll read it to you guys.
I got some from Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, what's happening?
What's happening now?
The sequel.
And they're your mama jokes, belated your mama jokes. I don't get this one at all, the first one at least. I've been slipping on your mama jokes. Here's a few for you. Your mama is so fat, the first time she played Minamoto Drop, she collected all the prizes.
Yep.
Yep.
If there are youthful people listening, I'm sure you know what that is, and you're like, oh, Tyler, you know how to do it.
Your mom is so fat, in Super Mario Galaxy, she was a freaking planet.
Damn! I was jumping all over your mama. Like the stars and coins.
Your mama is so old, her birth certificate... Let's try this again. Your mama is so old, her birth certificate says expired. We're all gonna expire someday, guys.
Yeah, I got a
way to keep it light and fluffy.
Your mom is so fat; she's a citizen of every country. And last but not least, your mom is so ugly; she turned Medusa to stone.
Damn.
Hey! Tim, you know what I'm doing right now?
Touching your balls?
Sprinkling some walnuts on it.
Oh, all right. Good work.
Which Michael knows how to do. Wait, no.
James.
James, yes.
What about your mama's so easy, her best used by stamp says everyone. No. There's something in there. I can't find it.
Yeah, it's your mama's vagina. That's
best used by every day.
No, everyone. It's funny that one.
It just says best used.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get it, girl.
See, sometimes the way is less words, not more words.
And sometimes you can poop very quickly. At least I can.
No, I can. No, it poops like a fucking bunny. Like, I got bunny babes to bang. Get this poop
out of
me. I
don't know what the fuck you're doing in there, Andy.
Yeah, me either. Like, are you always constipated? Is that the problem?
No, but
you
sometimes
break one
like,
off and be like,
do you save it up for a couple days?
No,
create like a little pile of like the mountain, like in a
close
encounters of the third kind.
I usually poop like, twice a day. I think it's just my butthole does not like to relax.
You're like, Dukichu, I choose you. Oh.
I would say you're not a very relaxed guy.
Oh, yeah. No, clearly I'm not.
Try some meditation. It'll just fly right out of you.
Probably should.
I get the squatty potty. Oh, you have the squatty potty, right, Andy?
I do, and I use it, and it helps a little bit, but like sometimes I get in there, it's like, you got to poo now, and I sit down, and it's like, come
Maybe
on, but
we need more fruit.
I eat plenty of fruit. I eat plenty of vegetables. Once it starts coming, it falls right out. But like getting it started takes a while sometimes for some reason.
Well, then get up, go back and do something else.
But like at that point, it feels like it's crowning. Like it feels like it's about to touch cloth. But it just sits
there.
So even
though it feels like it's crowning, it still, like, doesn't come out.
Huh. We've listened to your emails, and the number one most requested topic was, what is it like when Andy shits? Please talk about it in depth. And you're welcome, listeners. We're going to do that. Stay tuned. Only 3 more hours to go.
This is why we are number one in New Zealand.
I find it odd that no one from New Zealand has made mention of the fact that we keep claiming to be number one in their country.
Well, because they know it's true. What do they need to say?
I'm still to be like, yeah, you are number one.
They got the busy people.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, they got wallabies to take care of. Yeah. I don't know if they have wallabies to take care of.
Giant walking stick insects to avoid.
Recreating Lord of the Rings.
Yep. Finding other obscure works of Tolkien to film.
Please, no more obscure works of Tolkien.
We listen to Tancast over and over again.
That is true.
They just, you know, they listen to our whole oeuvre all the time.
Yes.
On loop.
Okay, these 10 laughs are from Leslie. Tancast number one ginger fan. Disney. Wait, she said at the bottom, a.k.a. the other redheaded Disney freak and the chick with the 3-year-old newborn.
Congratulations on your newborn, Leslie.
You're doing it. That must have been a hell of a birth. Hey, Kat, why are you sitting in my yard?
To taunt you.
Get the fuck out of here. That's right. I said get the fuck out of here. Don't shit in my rocks.
Ah, see, that's why Tim always had problems with dating. He chases the pussy away.
Didn't have problems with dating your mother.
You sound like a foghorn, Tim.
In post, that's going to be in in post, that's going to be a 4-part harmony. It's not. Anyway, Leslie says, I just heard this on an episode of Bob's Burgers, and I thought it's a total dad joke, and it made me laugh out loud. What do you call a Mexican guy with a rubber toe?
Roberto.
Yep. You're welcome.
I also have a Leslie joke that I hope we haven't done before. She says, here are some punny jokes for y'all to enjoy from Leslie, the redheaded Disney toddler newborn, etc.
She gave up on her thing.
Have you ever tried 8 o'clock?
No.
Yeah. It's time consuming. Police were called to a daycare center when a 3-year-old was resisting arrest.
Oh my God.
They do that. They like kick and scream and then they shoot him and they're like, all kids' lives matter.
Oh.
No, too soon.
Yeah, not all kids' lives.
Especially the shitty ones.
Yeah, come on. There's some jerks out there. Look, they're jerks. They're jerk adults, are they not? We're all going to agree on that. They had to start somewhere. Kill them with jerk kids.
Hey, did you guys hear about
the guy? I'm Tim Babb, and I approve this message. Sorry, go ahead. Go back to your joke.
Did you hear about the guy whose entire left side had to be surgically removed?
Yes.
He's all right now.
He's all right now, yeah.
He's all right now, baby.
How do you get holy water?
How do I do what with holy water?
How do you get holy water? How do you make
boil
it?
Boil the hell out of it.
That's right.
I think we said these before.
I thought it was shoot holes in ice.
Oh, maybe. Sleeping comes so naturally to me, I could do it with my eyes closed.
Oh, boy.
I don't want my kids to join band or orchestra and risk being exposed to so much sax and violins.
Oh, boy.
I don't trust stairs. They're always up to something. When I get naked in the bathroom, the shower usually gets turned on.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your shower head.
Okay. So it's not that the man didn't know how to juggle. It's just that he didn't have the balls to do it. I think there's a typo in here. I cut my finger slicing cheese, but I think I may have greater problems. I can't believe I got fired from the calendar making factory. All I did was take a day off. All right, that's the end of this.
I thought you were about to meow or something, Tim.
Oh.
Meow.
So, time for a Tancast movie review really quick.
Yay!
I saw a Beaver movie last night. It was the best damn movie I've ever seen. And now we're done with the jokes!
Oh, damn movie.
I thought you did see that movie with Mel Gibson.
Exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh, you saw that Beaver movie?
No.
And I was like, or is Beaver movie like code for you saw some porn? Mm. And why was it the best? Was there more than one lady?
Oh, those are a dime a dozen. Or a bunch of pop-up ads. I guess that's the modern cost of porn.
Not if you have ad blocker.
That is right. Actually, don't put ad block. Use uBlock Origin.
uBlock Origin. Mm-hmm. That's where they totally fucked up Deadpool.
Wait. We don't use ad blocker anymore?
Not ad block plus.
Why not?
uBlock Origin uses a lot less resources.
I use ad block minus.
Faster.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't drag the rest of your browser down. Because it works
don't
smarter.
Don't drag me down.
Good reference there, Tim.
Thank you.
So how the fuck actually was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Tim?
Phil?
There is one guy on Douglas Movies that he cracks me up every time, and I'm going to look him up in a second. But tell us, how's your week?
I don't remember anything significant happening over the course of my week. My wife and I have discovered Hollywood Game Night, which is a show on NBC, mm-hmm. which has been around for a while, but it's taken us a while to discover it, because as mentioned, it's on NBC. it's Jane Lynch, is that her name? From Glee?
Yeah.
So she hosts a show, and then it's like two couches full of celebrities and then one contestant, and then they compete in random games over the course of a half hour. That is a fun little show. Kevin Smith was on the first one we watched.
And you didn't turn it off immediately?
No.
Scott Mosier wasn't there, right?
No, but there was a lot of other people to carry the show. Like, it wasn't Kevin Smith hosting the show. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, it's a fun little show. And then we've also been watching the new Match Game with Alec Baldwin and $100,000 Pyramid. Is it $100,000? I think it's $100,000 now. With the sports guy. I don't remember what his name is.
Sporting
I hear
McSportballs.
That the Match Game is kind of missing something that the original had.
It is, but it's got something the original didn't have. Lots of filth.
Oh.
Well, the person didn't like the more kind of, they said the question writers weren't doing very well.
Oh, I don't think I'd agree with that.
They felt like there should be always a few answers where it's just like there's only one answer you could get.
And yet, like, there's been a couple where like, oh, well, that's obvious, and the person doesn't get it, or the one I was watching from last week, it was so obvious. Fuck, I can't remember what it was. God damn it. Now the story's going to suck.
Oh, but we turned it into Andy's story.
This wasn't it, because I know this was a different question, but it was like, things are getting out of hand. Ronald McDonald went out with Wendy from Wendy's, and now he won't stop texting her pictures of his blank. And like the clear answer is like Big Mac or McNuggets or something like that. And this person wrote something fuck, I can't remember. But even this shitty example doesn't work because I can't think of a good thing that's tangentially related to McDonald's, but not at all what you would write down. But anyway, that's what the person did. Like, they made some sort of clever joke, but it completely screwed the person. Like, they needed that one to win, and they didn't because that person fucked up. And I was like, you're just fucking up. Stop fucking up. And Cal Penn was one of them, and he was in the Richard Dawson chair. He was not worthy of the Richard Dawson chair.
Sad.
You are not worthy. You are not worthy.
Although the one with Leslie Jones on it, if it's still on demand, you should watch that. Leslie Jones is fucking hilarious.
I am a fan of Leslie Jones.
Just yelling at the guy, I'm trying to help you. Like, he gave some stupid answer. She's like, come on. Throws her paper at him and shit. Although, something about like my dating profile. I was going to get a picture for my Playgirl spread, but there's not enough wax in the world to manscape my blank. And this woman wrote pubes, and she drew little pubes at the corner of the card. And Cal Penn is like, look, she drew pubes.
Did they have to blank it out? Or
nope.
I guess...
they kept saying pubes the rest of the episode. And she gave an answer for something else and drew pubes on this. She's like, Cal Penn is like, she drew pubes again. She's like, I only could draw one thing.
She could draw a curly person's hair on their head.
She could draw like that was a really short slinky. Okay, apparently that's how my week was.
You discovered pubes. Well, congratulations, Tim. You're becoming a man.
Yay.
You're a man, 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 man,
you're
man, man.
You're a big man. Boy now.
A man, man, man.
When I hopped into the shower earlier, I started singing, freedom isn't free. Just at random. I don't know why, but apparently Trey Parker songs are super catchy.
DVDA.
Mm-hmm.
Double Vagina, Double Anal.
And also the name of Trey Parker and Matt Stone's band.
Yes.
But what Double Vagina, Double Anal.
What would Brian Boitano do if he was here right now? He'd make a plan and follow through. That's what Brian Boitano do.
I used to listen the shit out of that soundtrack.
Oh, it's good.
Here's something that's come up. And three guys in their, you know, late 30s may not be the ones to answer this question. Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? We're on it. We're on the ball. Was it about women's issues? Because, yeah, we know what the fuck women should be doing.
Well, it's specifically how other people view our fashion choices. This movement to say that cargo pants are somehow an affront against fashion. It's not cargo pants, cargo shorts.
Yes.
I don't understand.
But you were, like, putting down flip-flops.
I don't like them.
All right. But you said no one should wear them.
Because I don't like them.
All right.
Okay.
Nobody goes by me. No. Last I checked, I'm not a tastemaker.
What?
Yeah. Come on, I just don't want to see man feet.
Oh, so take my shoes off every time I come to your place, though. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. No. Cover them shits.
Nope. Just wiggle my toes in your face.
Close-toed shoes. How about if I wore flip-flops with spats, so you didn't actually have to see the feet,
nope.
But...
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Spats won't cover your fucking ugly toes.
What if he has very pretty toes?
And fucking if my car had wings, it'd be a plane. It's still not the case.
I can't argue with that point, Tim.
There are some men with pretty toes out there.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
I'm afraid not. Nope.
I saw them.
I don't trust you.
I sucked them one time. Don't tell anybody.
You stuffed them?
Sucked them.
What? You both said it at the same time.
Sucked.
Oh, gross.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With some hot sauce.
Why would I tell anybody? I'm going to try and forget I've heard it.
I'll send you the pictures, Tim.
I'd see that you don't.
Here's a new screenshot from Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Tim.
But Tim, 4 years from now, and then 8 years from now, Noah's going to retell the story, and you're going to have full-color flashbacks.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Because I'm not a pussy.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Excuse me, pancreas.
Fuck you. Fuck your old balls.
They are getting old, Tim.
Yeah, but they're at least safe and sound in some cargo shorts with lots of pockets.
Yep.
So mostly you can hear about this because you wear cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think we care too much about what the fuck other people are wearing. Like, why do you give a shit? I being the only single one, I go on dating websites. I don't know how many times I've read, do not message me if you wear those toe shoes. I'm like, who gives a shit? Like, like you meet the man of your dreams, and he wears his toe shoes, and you're like, no, not having it. I mean, I guess they're thinking it's like the man of my dreams would not wear toe shoes, but... So yeah, I mean, to be fair, like, there's things on other people, and I'm just like, that does not look good. I think, I wouldn't say there's nothing you should wear necessarily, but like there are definitely certain things that I feel like just don't look flattering on people.
Yeah.
Like, but those, you know, toe shoes. I don't think those are flattering at all.
Like in seventh
grade.
In fact,
if you're wearing those, don't message me.
Like in seventh grade, where I wore a fanny pack fucking everywhere. And then by eighth grade, I was like, what was wrong with me? No wonder
lots,
I got
Andy,
picked on.
Lots.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's still wrong with you?
Yeah. Not something like that, you know, like we used to wear jean shorts all the time, but now people are like, ugh, jorts. Like, that used to be fine.
And they'll come back, I guarantee it.
Yep, they definitely will.
How about Crocs?
Crocs never went away, baby.
Have you seen... Fuck, maybe this was one of the things that somebody posted on the page. Croc Martens?
Yeah, and did you see the meme where someone's like, I need to report a crime?
Is that what they said?
Yeah, there's like a little picture with text over it.
Sorry, I just googled Croc Martens and they are hilarious.
Ugh.
Media, oh, we review media. It's media on Tancast, baby.
So did everybody run out and see Suicide Squad this week?
Nope, I don't. I was looking forward to it. And now I don't know.
Oh, Batman vs. Superman, you fucking ran out as soon as the reviews were bad, but Suicide Squad, you're gonna wait and see?
I wanted to see if it was as terrible as people are saying it was. This seems more divided.
Really? The reviews are worse.
But it feels like this. But there's people like, we're gonna take down Rotten Tomatoes because they gave a bad review.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like people are loving it, or some people are loving it.
This is people who no. Those were people who hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah,
that was 2 days before it came out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, this gets back to my whole thing where, like, I think that if anybody who goes on, like, IMDb or the Rotten Tomatoes, like, fan post thing or whatever, like, if you give a thing, they should let you. They should absolutely let you. But as soon as you put in a score for something that you cannot possibly have seen yet, they should immediately discount every other rating you've ever given to anything because you are a liar.
I mean, maybe some people saw a sneak preview.
They saw nothing.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure maybe some people saw a sneak preview.
Oh, shut it down. Oh, man, I read a news story, though. It was hilarious because they were pointing out that Warner is, like, still part owner of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep, they're a quarter owner of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep. It's like, Rotten Tomatoes didn't say it sucked. All of the experts said it sucked, and Rotten Tomatoes reported that to you. Yeah, fuck Rotten Tomatoes, because fucking all of the individual critics individually would take too long, and I got places to go and memes to make.
I'm suing the three doctors I saw, because they all said I had cancer.
Yeah.
Well, do you have cancer? Yeah, but that's not the point.
Yeah.
Not even that. I'm suing the email company that they used to email me the news that they have cancer.
Yes.
There we go.
Because that will cure my cancer. No. Oh, wait. Noah, does this sway you? Zack Snyder directed a scene.
No.
Go see it. You know you're a big Zack Snyder number one super fanboy.
I mean, I do have his picture on my wall, but no.
So do I, but there's a bunch of dart holes in it.
And it seems to be twisted right where the neck is.
And it's urine scented.
Oh.
And there's a brown smear down the middle.
So my cats have been visiting your house?
My wife is really unhappy about it. Look, your childish feud with this director who doesn't know your name needs to stop because I don't want to smell your pee.
He doesn't have to smell it. It's just a picture of him. It's not real.
I have to smell it. And I live here.
So I take it you're not going to see it in the theater, right, Tim?
Oh, no. I'll wait for people to upload chunks of it in 10-minute increments on YouTube. The Batman versus Superman model. Did I ever actually say that? That's how I watched Batman v Superman?
You told us. I don't know if you said it on Tancast.
Ah, well, if you're a fan of breaking international copyright law, head over to YouTube and watch chunks of Batman vs. Superman and get the general idea that...
Are you breaking it just by watching it?
Probably.
I mean, technically, well, you're not making a copy of it.
I thought it was sharing it.
Yeah,
was
I guess YouTube is sort of breaking the law.
Thought with, like, BitTorrent, it wasn't so much, like, that you were downloading it, it was more that you were sharing it with other people.
Yeah. Yeah, that you were uploading it.
Yeah.
All right.
Tim, I have a question for you that I forgot to ask you last week, and maybe you know, maybe you don't.
Why am I so handsome? Fucking genetics.
Yeah, handsome son Tim. At Comic-Con, there's all these people who are selling drawings of established characters. Do you know if that's legal? Are they paying licensing fees?
I'm pretty sure that the creators just turn a blind eye to it and let it happen. I don't think they are licensed. And I mean, unless they're actual licensed comic book artists, I doubt they're licensed for it.
Okay.
Same reason you can buy, like, a bootleg of the Star Wars holiday special at Comic-Con. I'm sure George Lucas is like, yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. Yeah, I'm trying to purge it from the roles of humanity, but please, sell it.
Yeah, make money on my probably greatest... Well, there was the other trilogy.
I was like,
one of
his
my greatest...
greatest
flops.
So do you think they're
flop.
Just like...
Those things made billions of dollars.
And they're looking at, like, the bigger picture, where, like, even though we are not making directly money from this, like... People are still endeared to, like, these characters, and, like, that's going to help us in the long run.
That, and I'm sure, like, the economics of chasing down every 2-bit artist who's going to be like, hey, look, I drew fucking Superman. Like, the amount of, you know, paying lawyers to go track all these people down and serve them notices would be too much of a hassle.
And the cost to your reputation of doing shit like that.
Yeah, and then, like, the optics of, like, Warner Brothers won't let me, even though, like... Technically, Warner Brothers is well within their rights to not let you. But still, like that fucking Star Trek fan film that...
Axanar.
Yeah.
Or Axanar or whatever it was. Yeah.
that, you know, Paramount sued them, and, like, instead of being like, oh, well, that's what happens, the fan community's like, oh, Paramount hates the fans!
Like, yeah, or Paramount hates the fact that somebody's creating an independent studio based on donations that they got to make a clearly infringing work. I mean, it could be cool and awesome and, like, the greatest fan-made thing anywhere. Like, it could be better than actual Star Trek movies, but it is still clearly infringing.
Spoiler alert, it's not.
I said could. It could be all those things.
I know, I just... Well, you know, it's not.
You haven't even seen it, though, Tim. Are you going to tell Rotten Tomatoes to take down its review of it?
Yep.
I was vaguely excited about Suicide Squad, and then I was like, people are just like, they fucked it up. I was like, all right, well, I'm good.
I was excited about the idea of Suicide Squad, but then I saw the trailers, I'm like, this does not look like what I was... Like, as soon as Harley Quinn, like, they show her, I'm like, that is not what I was hoping to see.
Oh, maybe I'll watch the trailer now.
You should watch the first one, because that's the least chance of spoiling anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because they apparently did extensive reshoots after that first trailer.
Oh.
Although they did it to make the movie more like the trailer, so... Because I guess the trailer was too full of levity. So apparently, according to rumors, they had two competing cuts of the movie that they screened somewhere up here in Northern California. Like, they had the director's cut, and they had a lighter cut that the studio put together. And then they found a balance somewhere in between them, and that's the movie that's in theaters now. Which people say it seems like a muddled mess that was slapped together.
That is almost literally what the guy at my work who saw an early screening said on Friday. He was like, it's
too
just
bad,
like,
so
like
sad.
Incomprehensibly muddled in places. It was like shit was happening, but it wasn't plot. It was just things.
Someone was saying that Captain Boomerang is one of the best parts of the movie. I was like, Jai Courtney? Anti-charisma? Fuck.
Yeah, that kind of sums him up.
He sucks the joy out of everything he touches.
Yeah, he's kind of like, can we take Tom Hardy but without the charisma? Thanks.
He ruined the Die Hard. He ruined Terminator. He's just going around ruining things. I thought he was going to be the one that ruined this, but apparently it was the studio / director.
Apparently he was the best thing about it.
Well, again, this is according to one person.
Yeah, it wasn't so much that he rose to the occasion as everyone else sunk below him.
I heard Will Smith did a good job. You know, he's still like, even though he's saying shitty lines, he does it with, you know, smoothness.
Yeah, everyone said Will Smith was playing Will Smith, so if you enjoy Will Smith, you will enjoy his performance. If you don't enjoy Will Smith, well, there you go.
Go fuck yourself.
Starring Will Smith as Will Smith.
And someone else said that was it you who said this, Andy?
Maybe.
That someone told you that the Joker and Harley Quinn could have been completely taken out of the movie and it wouldn't have made any difference?
Yes, that was the other thing that the dude at my work said, was like they were completely ancillary to the rest of the plot. Like,
but
like they seemed tacked on.
Was Harley Quinn part of the Suicide Squad or no?
She was, yeah. Yeah, but okay. It was like... Like, apparently she didn't do much for the Suicide Squad. She didn't do much for, like, the other characters' plot development. It was like she and Joker were their own little thing to try to tie shit back kind of to the bigger DC cinematic universe that they're trying to create.
And I don't read the... Oh, sorry.
Oh, I didn't even realize Joker was not part of the Suicide Squad. I didn't realize he was just a random character showing up.
Yeah, I guess it was, like, kind of focusing on her origin with him and, like, trying to sort of hint that, like, she might be a bit metahuman or whatever, altered human, whatever they call that in DC.
I think they call him metahuman. I think metahumans is what they say. I just remembered, like, one of the first lines in the trailers is, like, this White House meeting room or whatever, and some guy's like, what if Superman flew down, ripped off the roof of the White House, and tried to catch the president? What could we do about it? And then, like, they show the Suicide Squad. I'm like, fucking none of them could do fuck all about it.
No.
Especially not Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Guys,
she's
I got
a
this.
Hammer. She's got a big old hammer.
A hammer
shorts.
In the morning, a hammer at night.
I know Batman couldn't do it, but I'm immune to the word Martha, so I can take him down. Ooh, have you seen the Everything Wrong with Batman v Superman?
Not good.
Yes.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yes, especially where it's like it rips into the people who have like the irrational hatred of it and the people who had the irrational love for it. Like,
yes.
A movie that is better or worse, depending on your point of view, than you think it
is. That's the honest trailer.
Not good.
Oh, sorry. Then no.
Everything wrong with is 20 minutes of going bit by bit and pointing out what's wrong with it. My favorite part is when they just show directed by Zack Snyder and the little sin counter goes, ding! And then there's a part where the part where Bruce Wayne is running towards the smoke and you know when they're redoing the Man of Steel ending, mm-hmm. and it goes, okay, Bruce Wayne running straight towards this cloud of dust as everybody's running away for it. I don't care how shitty this movie is, we're taking off five sins.
Yeah, that like there was a better movie hiding like in and around the edges of that film if they hadn't tried to.
You saw it, right, Andy?
Yeah. On the ship. I almost fell asleep during the doomsday fight where I was like, eh, whatever. Superman's gonna die.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely had some good elements to it.
It did.
It just didn't make into a good cohesive, like...
No. Like, if they had introduced Wonder Woman and that was it, if they hadn't had that whole, you know, emailing back and forth and, like, here's a bunch of shitty QuickTime videos with the fucking comic book logos, that nobody would have drawn this way. Like, we don't even know what this dude's name is, but we're going to put a big A on there so you know it's Aquaman. Like, that's not even his name. Like, he doesn't go by that. Like, that's like his cover identity or whatever.
Oh, wait.
Like,
his name's Arthur.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Suck so that, Andy.
Maybe A for Arthur.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, his last name's Curry, so why would you why would you put his... maybe he had some monogram cufflinks and they only found one of them.
Yeah,
I was about to ask the same thing, Andy.
The little submarine that floated up to his face and then got blown the fuck up by his trident was certainly on a first-name basis with him.
Did you know his last... that last name just because him?
It's in the Justice League trailer.
Not good.
I've not seen that. Thanks, Tim. Spoilers.
Yeah, that. Now you don't want to see the movie, don't you? Well, now nope. I know they say his name. Someone knows it.
Is that directed by Zack Snyder?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just the fact that there was no explanation whatsoever for, like, now Bruce is having prophetic dreams about parademons. What the fuck's a parademon?
You don't know what a parademon is?
No, I know what a parademon is.
It's like just more than one demon. Like two of them.
Yeah.
Together. Yep. Dancing.
Yep.
You save more when you buy them in bundles.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my baby. Hello, ragtime gal.
I want a demon. I also want a demon. You know what? We should just get a pair of demons, and we'll split it.
Yeah. You know what?
That joke wasn't great.
Yeah. But actually, I'm not in the mood for a demon. You want to just get one, and we'll each have a half a demon?
A hey demon?
Yeah.
Hey demon, don't let me down. In this dream sequence, that makes no sense.
Yes.
Remember to set up the next fucking movie.
Yes. And then he dreams Barry Allen is coming back, like time tunneling. But then he wakes up from that fucking too. Like, did that happen? Ugh. So frustrating. None of it made sense. None of it made any fucking sense at all. And it's like, and it's Batman. Like, if you'd gotten somebody who was, like, a little supernaturally or whatever, it's like, no, we're just going to have the detective dream all of this prophetic shit. Like, we're just gonna give him the power of prophecy. Why? Because he didn't have enough powers, and he was seeming a little underpowered, so now he's also a seer. Okay.
I assume that was because of the Flash doing whatever the fuck he was doing.
Yeah, but how does it make it a dream?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how time travel works. Come on. It's a movie.
Yeah.
Yes, a shitty one. That's our point.
If instead of, like, him waking up, like, he'd just, like come back into consciousness and be like, he's on the floor and, like, shit is, like, strewn around, like, that would have left, like, wait, was that a dream or did that happen? And, like, all the shit strewn around, but, you know, would have been, like, okay, so there was actually some time travel shit going on and not just, is Batman maybe crazy? But is he, like, really specifically crazy? So he's dreaming of stuff that comic book fans know are actual things from the comic books. Wait.
Oh,
is he
I think
Bruce,
that,
or is he Wade Wilson?
I think that was one of the complaints about Suicide Squad, is that, like, if you know the comics, you'll probably be able to enjoy it more, because despite the onslaught of exposition, they don't really set you up for everything you need to know. But if you know about it already, you might be able to just enjoy it. But, like, the casual person would be like, don't know what's going on, and I don't care.
So sort of like too far the other direction.
Yeah. Although apparently there is a huge exposition dump in the beginning. Although here's what I've heard. The beginning of the movie sets up a great movie that never happens.
Kind of like with Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel like the beginning was, like, really good. Like, oh, this is interesting. Like, yeah. I like what you're doing here.
Here's a totally plausible reason for Batman to hate Superman, but at the same time feel powerless and start to go a bit off the rails. Now, Superman. No, no, fuck it. We're just going to go straight into Superman hating Batman for no reason, even though he doesn't know who he is. Okay, sure. Right. Good.
Hey, I'm wearing my anti-Superman versus Batman shirt.
Nice.
Good for you, Tim.
I just haven't looked down and see it. Hashtag not my Superman.
I binge watch Stranger Things.
You get the whole thing done?
Yeah.
And?
It's good.
Is it strange?
It is strange. I see why people like it. Like, I definitely see all these kind of, like, references and influences. I would say kind of, like, the main mystery is maybe a little bit more modern-ish, maybe. But definitely, like, enjoyable. I feel like the kids are really good. The acting was really good. I definitely wanted to keep watching. I don't know if it was, like, amazing, but it was definitely like enjoyable, and I would definitely watch the second season to kind of see where it goes. Like, it definitely wraps up in a satisfying way, but they still leave enough open to kind of be like, we could do more here.
Okay, that's exactly what I was wondering. I'm like, if it's one of those things where like there's the main mystery, it is still not solved at the end of it, I don't want to watch. Same reason I'm not watching Once Upon a Time.
Oh, there's so many better reasons to not be watching Once Upon a Time now.
Well, I was ahead of the curve.
Longtime listeners will remember Andy used to love Once Upon a Time.
I mean, here's what I would say. I would say they wrap up the main plot, but there's still mystery.
All right. Well, as long as the main thing, as long as it's not like, oh, we need to figure out how this happens. We didn't.
Yeah, that's got a good self-contained plot. Yes.
And I gotta say, I do appreciate like 8-episode long seasons, like. That is definitely going to get me to watch it. Like, if it was, like, 24, like, episodes, like, because that's what the season used to be, right?
Yeah, they kind of vary between, like, 17 and, like, 20, probably 4, 5, 6, something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty, I'm interested to see how, like, they'll be like, it's been greenlit for blank episodes. I'm like, why is it not all the same amount? Like, every show, I feel like, has a different amount of episodes.
I mean, it feels like with these, especially with these, streaming things, like maybe they just kind of do enough episodes to do the plot they want to do, which seems better than trying to, like, let's stretch this out longer than it needs to be, like, just to kind of fill this arbitrary number of episodes.
Yeah. Now, on House of Cards, I mean, they clearly are doing 13 episodes because there's 13 cards in every suit of the deck, which is, you know, why every single season has been 13. So there's clearly an illusion in there. But yeah, like Jessica Jones or Daredevil or any of the rest of the things that have been made for streaming, I see no reason to pad those things out to hit, you know, like, okay, we need 12 or we need 17 because otherwise we're not going to be able to sell it into syndication. Or, you know, we need 22 so that we have enough that we can stretch with a mid-season break, you know, from December to May or to March and still be there for the October and May sweeps weeks. So yeah, I think we were texting about this, but yeah, like for dramas, for things that have a specific arc they want to sell or that they want to get across to you, I really appreciate where it's like, we're going to have the number of episodes that we need to tell this story to get from here through here to here. But it's like, we couldn't do that as a movie because there's way too much information to get across to you. But at the
Which
same time,
which one of you is messing with their microphone?
Oh, probably Andy.
It may be my, sorry. I think my beard was touching it.
Okay, I was like, because if it's Noah, I can edit it out. If it's Andy, he's talking, I won't be able to edit it out. So it needs to stop.
Okay, well, I've swept my beard to the side.
Sweep it!
Sweep the beard.
No, Sensei.
Sweep the beard!
Okay, Sensei. Anyway, back to what you're saying. Probably wrap up because I know you got to get out the door soon.
No, that's literally just what I was saying was, like, I like that it's, you know, we're going to get from here to here, and it's going to take us a certain amount of time that's longer than a movie, but it's not going to take us, you know, 26 fucking episodes full of filler to do it. Lost.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the problem is, like, the old thinking was, like, let's keep pumping this until we can, like, you know, people are tired of it, as opposed to, like, let's tell, like, we have a story we want to tell, let's just do that many episodes, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm a big fan of the latter. It's like, don't waste my fucking time.
Coming to an end. Oh, Game of Thrones, right?
Yes. It's got, like, two more seasons.
Yes, but they've said it's definitely, it's got two more seasons, full stop.
Yeah.
And the seventh season, I think they've even announced, it, I think they've officially announced it's going to be, like, 8 episodes, instead of the 10 to 12 or whatever it's been, whatever it is that they've been doing.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too, absolutely.
Me too. I mean, you know, it can do whatever it wants to do.
I am ready to see the end of that show. Not like I'm ready to be done with the show, but I can't imagine the show will continue to be compelling if they're just stretching it out just to have more minutes for me to watch.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I have a quick story to tell you guys.
You're so funny, Andy.
Well, I'm not the one who's going to be late.
Yeah. Friday. So I'm walking Drew out to the car to take him to school. We've made good time. We're going to be nice and early and everything. I lock the front door. Drew's already out by the cars in the driveway. And I look across the street, and there's two dogs with nobody around, two big boxers, just running around on the other side of the street. Like, they clearly got out of somebody's yard. And they're, like, running up to people's houses, and they're, like, running all around. And I don't know these dogs. I've never seen these dogs before. You know, the history with Drew and dogs of the little Jack Russell that my brother-in-law owned, biting him pretty badly twice. If I don't know the dogs and there's not a person there to control them, that's not something that I'm super happy about. So I tried. I run out to Drew, and I'm trying to quietly hustle him to the car so I can just, like, you know, toss him into the car and get the door closed before the dogs notice us, because he's now much closer to the cars than he is to the house. And as I'm like, Drew, you need to get in the car quietly. As I'm telling him that, he looks up, sees them, and yells, "Doggies!" And they turn and race across the street at us. So I had this moment of like horror movie of, I had my keys out to unlock my car, well, and to lock the house behind me. So I've got the keys, like, sticking through my knuckles so that if I punch something, it's got the metal of the key jutting out. And I'm positioning myself and my backpack so if the dogs aren't friendly, I've got something to, you know, sort of, like, protect my arm so I can keep them at arm's length. And I've like, already noticed that they have collars, so I'm like, okay, I got something that I can grab on to. But this is, like, 100 pounds of dogs running at me and my tiny child, and he is not going for the now open door to the car. What?
What, Tim, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I'm just listening to all the extra details I didn't need. Fucking Liam Neeson over here is getting ready to battle the gray.
No! <wait. laughs>
And that's where he's going to stop his story. It's just going to cut right there.
So I got Drew in the car, and everything was fine. No. Yeah, so Drew got in the car, and then would not shut the fucking car door. So I'm backing up towards this car door as the two dogs are running at, and they start, like, doing the boxer, like, wiggle bottom and, like, you know, slobbering and everything, and one jumps at me, and it's clear that it wants pets. And then the other one runs around me, and I'm like, yeah, this is the problem, because there's two of them and one of me. So I managed to kind of back my ass up against the car and slam the door in Drew's face. And the one that was running around me to go meet Drew is now, like, jumping up and down outside, like, wait, new friend, I can't see you anymore. Come out. Come out. Come out.
You called me over.
Yeah. So they were friendly. No tags. Had no idea where they came from. I still left Drew locked in the car because I was like, you know, I don't know if they're friendly because I'm bigger than them, because the Jack Russell was super friendly and then attacked my kid. So I'm just going to leave him in there. So I'm trying to figure out what to do with them. I get them back over to the other side of the street. I'm trying to, you know, like, where do you guys live? Where's home? Where's mommy? Where's daddy? Where's your food?
And
are you hungry?
And the dogs are like, well, sir, actually, we live a couple of houses over.
I was trying to use words that the dogs might recognize that might get them to run a direction, Tim. I don't know what people... Like, are you hungry? Where's food? You want food? You want to eat?
Stop watching so many episodes of Lassie. Dogs aren't that smart.
Yeah, I do want food. Do you have some?
Yeah. Like, oh, you got some? Where is it? Yeah. Give me. I'm ready.
I saw a little meat packet that got into the car.
Yeah.
That looks like a tasty morsel.
You look delicious.
Andy, I do think meditation would help you. You live in a very, like, a very high-stress environment.
No, 100 pounds of dog came running across the street at me and my kid.
I get that.
If it was just me, I'm okay with it. I got a tiny kid behind me.
But did the dog run across the street like, or did the dog run across the street like, then you need to get, don't hit the panic button until Cujo is actually running at you. Did I just disconnect myself? Oh, okay.
Just in general, you seem just very, like, high-strung.
What's the worst-case scenario? That's definitely happening. Okay, Keys, let's get ready to do this.
No, it's what's the worst-case scenario? Prepare for it.
I have a certain set of skills.
I didn't say I thought these dogs were coming across the street to get me. It's in case these dogs come across the street to get Drew, I am going to do what I can to prepare for it.
Get to the SUV!
Yes, and then the dogs were friendly, and Drew was safe, and things were okay.
And now you have two new pet dogs?
No.
This story's never going to get good.
So I'm trying to get the dogs to, like, you know, run the direction that they live so I can at least see, like, which way to lead them. And one dog just decides to run out in the middle of the street right in front of an oncoming car, right in front of me and Drew, who's watching out the back of the window. So I'm shouting, I'm screaming at the dog, screaming at the neighbor, like, you know, waving my hands, like, yelling at them. I'm like, stop, 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 oh, fuck. The neighbor rolls down her window. She's like, you know, your dogs need to be on leashes. Like, not my dogs. I'm like, look how muddy they are. They broke out of somebody's yard. I don't own a leash to put them on. She's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. So I'm like trying to get the other dog out of the street without the first dog getting away from the sidewalk. So I'm like trying to wrangle two dogs that are too far apart to grab them both. And some bitch at the back of the line just starts laying on her horn. I'm like, yeah, that's what this morning needs now, is that it's you. So I get both dogs back to the sidewalk, and I'm like, stay, stay. And they both sit. I'm like, okay, good. You've got some training. Excellent. And the cars start to go, and the bitch at the back, as she's passing, and I'm getting these dogs calmed down, just lays on her fucking horn again and gives me the finger. So I turned, and I yelled at her car, not my fucking dogs, you cunt! And then I realized, I'm in my neighborhood, and my son is 20 feet away from me across the street. Like, I live here, and I look around, there's no one else on the street. Drew, like, that shows no sign that he's heard me. He's not even looking out the window anymore. Like, oh, okay. So, yeah.
Until you get a report from school. Drew called the teacher a cunt today. It was over a B-. That was the crazy thing.
Well, yeah, okay, B-, notwithstanding. Was she being a cunt, though?
Oh, man, she just graded a test. 7 plus 8 is not 112. I don't know what you want her to do.
It is in Drew math. I want her to get down with the Drew math. My special snowflake must be recognized.
Fuck it,
so what happened to the damn dogs?
We had to call animal control because no tags, no anything, no like chance of getting them somewhere, and they continued to run out in the street. And so finally I was like, fuck it. I got in my car. I had to get in my car when they weren't on the same side of the car as me because they wanted to get in with her. We going for a ride? No. And then they continued to circle around the car like, come out, new friends. Come out, new friends. Come out and play, new friends. Come out, come out, come out. I'm like, Drew, sit down. Stop. Stop like riling the dogs up. He's like, but Daddy, if you're backing out, what if you hit one of them? I'm like, okay.
Then they're going to die.
Like, no, I definitely can't nudge the dogs if they're behind me. So it took me like 4 minutes to get out of my own fucking driveway.
See, this is why you adopt them, and then you have two new pet dogs, and everybody's happy.
Yeah. Well, except, I mean, the male wasn't fixed. The female had definitely had at least one litter of puppies, because she had the dangly teats. I'm like, and they're both white boxers. I'm like, yeah, somebody around here is breeding white boxers. These are definitely somebody's, like, money makers.
No, only black boxers are going to win.
This is true. Just ask Rocky.
The decision.
I don't know why that cracked me up, Tim.
Because nothing else I've said has been funny, so...
Probably.
This was the closest you were going to get, so you decided to crack up at it.
Yes, I'll accept just that.
All right, so the dogs are being put down, so great. Good thing you stopped them
good
from being run
Andy.
Over.
Yep.
Now they get to be put down with a fucking needle in their butt, or however they do it.
Paw, but yeah. No, it was... with no tags, it's like... And they're running in the street. I figure they're better off with animal control and getting checked for chips.
They're
and,
dead. Those dogs are dead.
We are checking the neighborhood as we're leaving to go to Drew's Karate in half an hour. We're going to look around and make sure if there's any lost dog flyers.
Oh, I know where your dog is. You can pick him up and bury him.
Yeah. Well, then Caitlin
they
and I figured out.
They don't do it that fast, Tim.
They do.
We'd been hearing people honking all morning. And sometimes people in our neighborhoods are assholes if, like, somebody's parked at, like, the top of the street or whatever on, a tight bend. People just honk as they go around it. Like, oh, those people know I'm coming! No, it's just because you're an asshole and you're pissed off that somebody parked on the street, even though that's fucking legal. But we'd been hearing honking just sporadically all morning, and we kind of put together, like, oh, these dogs have been out running around for a while, and that would explain why they were like panting, like heaving panting when I saw them. That they'd been having a good run for, you know, at least an hour at that point. And I kind of put things together, like, you know, my wife was clearly the first person to call somebody to come get these dogs. Because there was no, like, oh, yeah, we've already got somebody on the way. It's like, oh, yeah, we'll send someone right out. And then
nobody else wanted them to die.
Yep, that's definitely it.
But Annie's like, these dogs need to die. They might have killed me.
Except for maybe that one C-word who kept laying on her horn. I kind of got the feeling that she wanted to hit a dog. She had that look. You know, Cruella
you
DeVille.
Got the look.
Although we have been making jokes about you being too tightly wound, I fully support you yelling, screaming at that woman.
Thank you. Yeah, I was pretty stressed because in the back of my head, I'm like, now Drew's going to be late for school, and I don't know what to do with these dogs, and I don't want these dogs to die because I've got empathy for the dog owners. I mean, even though it looks like they're breeding them, you know, maybe they still also do love these dogs. And even if they don't love these dogs, it's not the dog's fault that the people don't love them. They're clearly sweet dogs, and that dog's too stupid.
Take them to school. Yeah. Come on, dogs, you're going for a ride.
My dogs now.
It's dog time.
Yeah, and like my fence is a little old, so like I couldn't even like toss them in my own backyard. Just be like, okay, you're my dogs.
I thought you guys even have fences.
Yeah, well, some houses do. A lot of them don't. A whole lot of them don't.
You're the man now, dogs.
Well, I think we should wrap this motherfucker
we
up.
We should.
Oh, good, yes, because my kids are apparently slam dancing against the bathroom door.
Neat. Is your wife pooping?
No.
Oh,
she's just a couple steps behind them.
James is going to splash in the toilet soon.
Fucking it, fuck.
kids.
I love that.
Especially good when California's in a drought, so we don't. So when it's mellow, we can let it yellow. Or, you know
what
I mean.
Oh! Nasty!
Quite. And that's Tancast
like,
for this week.
I love that pea smell. He's trying to hide his scent from the wild animals.
I thought you wanted to wrap up.
I do.
Then shut up!
No. Can't stop. Won't stop.
That's Tancast for this goddamn week.
Yes.
Oh, you know what else happened to me this week? Whew, let me tell you. So, I was leaving for work.
Never trust Noah to be a part of your podcast.
So far, well, lately, don't never trust a DC comic book movie to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
No. You got it. I need a couple more minutes because I was going to say not today, Suicide Squad, but now it's redundant.
Yeah. I don't know what I hate this week. I do know what I hate. Tim tossed the link in. I hate that less than 12 hours after I did my stupid Donald Trump rant last week, John Oliver one-upped me so fucking hard.
Not good.
I don't actually hate it. It was awesome.
Not today, Clint Eastwood's old man balls. Yes!
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. He's still directing movies, too.
Yeah.
Is he singing over the fucking credits of any of them? God damn.
Clint Eastwood sings?
He tried to sing a theme song for the end of Gran Torino. But it was like listening to an old man whisper about his car, and music played. My beautiful car.
I would say in general, I like him as a director.
I think I've only seen Unforgiven that he's directed.
Gran Torino
Perfect
was
World
also
was good.
Credit
didn't see
good.
It.
What? Gran Torino.
Didn't see it.
In The Line of Fire, didn't he direct that one or no?
No, that was the same guy who directed Other Movie.
Oh, it's mad! I love Other Movie. That was
yep. That was
so good.
Good.
I think it was the same guy who directed Air Force One, but now I'm doubting myself as I say it out loud.
Clint Eastwood, Cranky? No.
Yeah.
No. What? No.
Get out of town.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't make any sense. I know it doesn't make sense, but that's the movie we watched. What? Come on.
Oh, Sully looks pretty good.
I was right. It's Wolfgang Peterson. Suck all my dicks.
Grant Torino was good. Okay. I heard letters from Iwo Jima.
Tim, did you just like have fathers. Like a collection?
That Baby was good. Mystic River was good.
Like a silk lined box or something like that that you just like keep a bunch of dicks in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's silk lined.
Are they trophies? Oh, probably lined in dick skin.
Yes.
You got a dick lined dick box.
It's full of dicks. Yes, I collect the dicks of my enemies.
It's my dick skin in a box. Yeah.
Hang on a sec. Siri, take a memo. Don't piss Tim off.
Or else I won't be able to piss.
Taking a note. Andy, we've had a problem. Can you please try that again?
Siri, you're a useless piece of shit.
Google Now is better.
I don't know why. Like, Siri, like, for some reason, the dictation of notes, Siri's like, happy to get on that for you. Can't fucking do it. Like, what is wrong with my notes program? Because this has been going on for years now.
All right, I'm going to stop recording.
I'm going to go back to napping. Maybe my wife won't know that I'm not still podcasting.
All right.
Y'all motherfuckers be talking too much.